This podcast is a resource of givinglight.org.
Today's podcast comes from Micah 6:8, where each of us are given a mandate by God. It says, "He has shown you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you, but to do justice, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God." Justice has to do with the exercise and distribution of power, authority, influence, and wealth. And when we use this power to do good, we become an instrument of justice. But when that same power is used to take from others what God has destined them to have, that is injustice, a misuse, and an abuse of power. There is a clash between light and darkness, good and evil, and justice and injustice. In John 10:10, the Bible says, "The thief's purpose is to steal, kill, and destroy. My purpose," meaning God's purpose, "is to give them a rich and satisfying life," or give us life and life more abundantly. Jesus came with a purpose to destroy the works of the devil, which he accomplished when he disarmed the powers and authorities, and he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them by the cross. Now we today have a mandate to be light, to do good, and to be an instrument of justice as we represent his heart and his kingdom. In John 4:17, it says, "In this union and fellowship with him, love is completed and perfected with us, so that we have confidence in the day of judgment with assurance and boldness to face him. Because as he is, as Jesus is, so are we in this world." As we mature in his love, we will generously give our lives for those that he loves. You and I cannot focus only on ourselves, our family, or our businesses, even though blessing and favor is a byproduct when God's justice is experienced. But we, the body of Christ, must look beyond ourselves and broaden our reach. Years ago, I experienced a defining moment in my life while on a trip to Edinburgh, Scotland. I visited the castle there and saw the beautiful crown jewels of Scotland. But I was confused when I saw this huge, ordinary-looking rock displayed right next to the crown jewels. At face value, that rock looked out of place. But as I read the inscription beneath it, I discovered it was the Stone of Destiny. The kings and queens would sit upon the Destiny Stone to be coronated. At that moment of their coronation, their life was no longer about them. It was about their kingdom, their people, and their very land. To the people of Scotland, the Destiny Stone's value far exceeded that of money or prosperity. It represented them, a people, a nation, and a mandate to persevere and bring prosperity. That day was an aha moment for me as I recognized I was sitting upon my stone of destiny. I knew the Holy Spirit was revealing that it was no longer about Melody, but the kingdom of God, the people that he loves and values, and the healing of our land. In 1 Corinthians 6:9, the Bible says, "You know that your body is a sanctuary of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God. You do not belong to yourselves." Just as Jesus came to do the will of the Father, we are also called for that purpose. If we do not understand what the Lord has required of us, we will throw away our stone of destiny, our seat of kingdom commissioning, for the more obvious beauty of the crown jewels, representing society's standard of success. You see, we cannot ignore our most valuable inheritance and purpose, though appearing common, to exchange it for temporal wealth. Our highest and best contribution rests in the ability to impact our world with wisdom, truth, and justice, which is our opportunity to do good. God looks to his people to be establishers of truth, his voice of justice, his hand extended, and his heart revealed. Isaiah 59 sounds much like our world today. It says in verses 14 and 16, "So justice is driven back, and righteousness stands at a distance. Truth has stumbled in the streets. Honesty cannot enter. Truth is nowhere to be found, and whoever shuns evil becomes a prey. The Lord looked and was displeased that there was no justice. He saw that there was no one. He was appalled that there was no one to intervene. So his own arm achieved salvation for him, and his own righteousness sustained him." God could do justice sovereignly, but he chooses to use those who are obedient to his purpose, those who will partner with him in doing justice, loving mercy, and walking humbly with their God. In our world full of gray, where we are taught the truth is relative and a person can even be their own God, people are desperate for a standard of right and wrong and desire to see trustworthy role models. Teddy Roosevelt said, "We must diligently strive to make our young men decent, God-fearing, law-abiding, honor-loving, justice-doing, and also fearless and strong, able to hold their own in the hurly-burly of the world's work, able to strive mightily that the forces of right may be in the end triumphant, and we must be ever vigilant in telling them so." We have a responsibility to impact the world like no other generation has done before us. We are desperate to live for a cause greater than ourselves, which is the kingdom of God, his rule and his reign. We need to have an understanding of our part, our commissioning, our purpose. Can you picture what our world can become when a company of justice-motivated kingdom influencers take responsibility to invest into people and our world to bring positive change? Justice defends, honors, and values. In simple terms, every time we do what is right, we demonstrate God's heart of justice. In Daniel 7:22, "And judgment was given to the saints of the Most High, and the time came when the saints possessed the kingdom." The God of justice is not just a message. It is his DNA, his heart, his character, and a manifestation of truth. Each of us today can sit upon a stone of destiny. God is partnering with each of us to do justice.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Giving Light Devotional Podcast. If you would like to access more resources on this topic, make sure you check out our free resource page where we have questions, activations, and a fine selection of music for your devotional journey. Thank you for making us a part of your devotional time. As always, stay hungry and keep seeking.